Morning, Jade.
Morning, Kimmy. How are you?
Oh, I'm going great, thank you. Oh, well, not so happy about the Raiders, but otherwise, fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah, you shouldn't be so happy about the Raiders, but you can't take anything away from Manly. Daily Cherry Evans put on a bit of a masterclass there on Saturday, that's for sure.
Well, the best thing about the football at Mudgee was the scenery in the background, because I tried to concentrate on that, particularly when the Raiders had the ball.
Yeah, they didn't play their best, that's for sure. So, look, just put that one down to experience. I'll come back next week. You'll be right.
Yeah, but well done to the Seagulls. They really did play well. A couple of games to zip this weekend. There was the Knights that didn't score and the Bulldogs yesterday. Oh, the Storm. My goodness me.
Well, the Storm, Ryan Pappenhausen was on fire, and the Storm definitely had a day out, that's for sure, and kept the Dogs to zero. And like you said, the Sharks keeping the Knights to zero. Sharks are a massive surprise packet this year. Good coach, good halves. Dale Finucane leading from the front. They're contenders this year, that's for sure.
Yeah, they're playing well. And yesterday with Pappenhausen, he just looks like he's at a kid's birthday party, doesn't he?
He's just having a ball, isn't he? He definitely had a day out yesterday, that's for sure. And it was, he's phenomenal.
Now, the St George Illawarra Dragons in the NRLW have a lot to celebrate because they're through to the grand final this coming Sunday with Kezzy Apps from Bega leading her girls. But the boys aren't doing so good.
No, the boys aren't doing so good. I watched the girls' game yesterday because I knew you were going to question me on it this morning. So I sat down and watched that game, and it was a great game to watch. Unlike the boys' one, the Parramatta Eels were definitely on fire compared to the Dragons yesterday. I think Hook not having that young fullback Sloan, he took him out at the last minute. I don't understand that. I think he's a good young kid and he needs some first grade experience. But anyway, once again, the Eels put on a show yesterday.
Yeah, they sure did. And
they put on like 30 points in like 8 minutes or something, I think it was crazy.
Yeah, no, insane. Insanely good. And you'd be happy with the way the Panthers played against the Rabbitohs. Wow, 26-12, what a great scoreline.
Oh, look, I thought they were great. I thought Nathan Cleary's definitely nowhere near his best, but I thought Jerome Luai was fantastic. Isaiah Yeo again in the middle there was fantastic. And young Tylan May on the wing, I don't know how he scored a couple of those tries, but best on ground for me was Dylan Edwards, our fullback. He was rock solid, and he is every week. And I think he goes uncredited sometimes of the amount of work he does do.
I can't agree more than that, Jade. And I was thinking about that watching, and I kept saying to Dad, geez, that Dylan's having a good match. And he is a bit of a unsung hero. He's a really solid player, but you never hear much about him.
You don't hear much every week, but if you look at his stats week in, week out, and for a fullback, and when he chimes into the attack, he picks his mark and getting us out of our end. The amount of runs he does, like some sets, he does three runs in one set to take the pressure off the front rowers. And he's just he's definitely the unsung hero of that team, and he fits into that back five unbelievably.
Now back to the NRLW. So the Broncos were supposed to beat the Roosters. That didn't happen though. So the Roosters are in the grand final now. There's a couple of ex-Dragon girls in the Roosters. So they'll be taking on their old teammates on Sunday. How do you see that one going, Jade?
Look, I think the Dragons have been rock solid all year. All the games I've watched, I think they've been really good. The Roosters with that surprise over the Broncos, like the Broncos have won the last few years, and obviously have been really good. But I've got to back our girl Kezzy, don't we? And hope the best for her. And look, she's playing some really good football and leading from the front. So I think the Dragons will get away with the win there.
Yep, me too, mate. Couldn't agree more with that too. Well, it's always a pleasure talking to you about football, Jade.
You too, Kimmy.
You have a great week, and I'll look forward to you next Monday.
Thanks, Kimmy.